T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Here we go! 5 o'clock! Funky Buddha happy hour on a Friday!
Yes!
Even with all the rain, who cares?
I gotta offset my Funky Buddha happy hour by about 4 hours because I gotta coach. But about 11 o'clock tonight, Hawk, I'm gonna come run you down.
Hopefully, you are opening up a Funky Buddha and celebrating a victory over St. Thomas Aquinas.
Yes!
Let's go!
Your mouth to God's ears! Funky
Let's
Buddha.
Go! Woo! You want to have plenty of Funky Buddha brew on hand for the weekend. You got Canes game tomorrow at noon, Dolphins game 4 o'clock on Sunday. And the Funky Buddha Brewery Tap Room in Oakland Park is open as well. So you can go there and watch the action, too.
So 10 cases of Funky Buddha is what you're telling me.
It's possible. Yeah. It's possible.
Oh, I'm doing the math for myself. Yeah.
All right. Crank it up, Solana. We haven't really enjoyed this show too much, this song too much lately. Yeah. Woo! Dan Day is back on the program. Is he dancing, Solana?
He's doing something over there. Yeah.
I hope it's dancing.
I'm white, you know.
Well, it means you can yodel.
Hey, Dan, don't steal my go-to. Don't steal my go-to.
I was thinking about you when I said that.
Well, speaking of Dan Day, Dan has been doing other things for the last few weeks, most notably acting as executive producer of the Miami Heat broadcasts on 790 The Ticket. But since the Heat season is over, he's back with us now on a regular basis, which means he's able to put together a weekend montage. Takes some of the best stuff that he heard us say during the week on this program. He puts it all to music, and that way, you know, I know people love to listen to this show, but you can't listen to all 20 hours every week. I mean, we appreciate it if you do, but I know most people don't have that kind of time. So let us take a listen here. The Dan Day Week That Was montage.
Highlights. Crowder crowd pleasers.
Crowd pleaser.
Bienvenidos al Hockey Crowder Show. Brought to you in Miami.
Hi. Let's go, baby.
Highlight.
Hawk, you remember when you could just stand there at a party and just stand there and the girl did all the work in front of you?
No.
It's fixing, replacing, repairing. What's that? I didn't have my my read with me. Yeah,
so
I had
trying
to
do it by memory.
Yeah, and I messed up a little bit. Yeah, I thought I had a date.
You got it now.
Because
I'll go back to Space Mountain if you need.
Take your right hand and punch your left forearm as hard as you can.
Hi.
It's my specialty, really. You know how I keep it quick.
But
play
enough
today.
Of your sex life. Hey.
Well, kickers are like condoms. You only miss them when you need them.
Tell you what, I hit it 3 times, I'm a wife of
them.
Ooh,
very
you said, what now? What you got there? What you say now?
3 feet for the size of 1 foot.
Like condoms, you only miss them when you need them.
I wish I had that, man. I could get off the stool softeners.
I'm pleased.
Oh, God. Well, now I know why, if you didn't listen to all 20 hours of the show, why you didn't. ridiculous. Well done, Dan. Good to have you back in the saddle, my friend.
Glad to be back.
Oh, thank you, God. Man. That was funny as hell, man. That was excellent. All right, let's get headlines with Alejandro Solana here as we embark upon the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour.
If you hit him 3 times, you're going to wife him.
Oh, my God. Who am I?
Oh, that tickled me.
Who am I? I could say that and something about being on stool softener in the same.
That's winning.
Never hear like 21 Savage rapping about being on stool softener. I'm really a Renaissance man.
You are. You cover the whole spectrum. I love it.
Tell you what, I hit it 3 times. I'm a wife 'em.
Oh, Jesus, I'm crying. Oh, that got to me. Boy,
that's funny. All right, headlines, Solana.
These headlines are brought to you from the Modelo Especial Sports Desk. Tomorrow, number 13, UM, plays Pitt, 12 p.m.
All right, let's go Canes. We're going to talk some Canes in the next segment with John Michaels. Maybe the biggest Miami Hurricanes fan in all of media. Does mornings in Atlanta, but maybe the biggest Miami Hurricanes.
Didn't he go to Clemson?
He went to the Clemson game. Yep.
Yeah,
he came down here for the Miami FSU game, and then he went to the Canes Clemson game last Saturday. So
crazy.
Talk some Canes football with him. Think the line is like 14 right now. Let me take a look. See, you can hear the game tomorrow, by the way, on 560 WQAM The Joe. Pregame with Josh Darrow and Rashad Butler starts at 8 a.m. And then game time is at noon. And Miami Hurricanes football on the radio, sponsored by Milam's Market, your football tailgating headquarters at the stadium and for your home parties, Milam's Market.
Also,
I looking at the line? I was looking at the line.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me see here. Current line is Hurricanes -12.5. -12.5.
It's gone down a bit.
Oh. Yeah. So, well, it opened the week, if I remember correctly, at like 11 and then went up to 14 and then went down to 13.5, then 12.5. It's been all over the place. So what else we got?
Also tomorrow, 7 p.m., Inter Miami versus Montreal.
Yeah, so someone texted in, you said in the last segment or the last hour that the game is in Montreal, and someone was pointing out that they didn't allow MLB to take place in Canada. Why are they allowing MLS to take place in Canada?
No, yeah, that's a very good point.
Are you for sure it's in Canada?
No, they're playing in New Jersey.
Okay, all right. Okay.
Yep. I know you like my own kids.
You really do, man.
To be fair, sorry, I'm not keeping up with where the Montreal Impact are playing their home games. Come on, nobody cares.
No. But it made sense. The texter that texted in, it made sense. It was like, wow, they had to move all the MLB games into locations in the U.S. Why not MLS? But obviously, they do.
No, yeah, it definitely makes sense. So yeah, they're playing in Red Bull Arena in New Jersey. We'll move on. The Miami Dolphins on Sunday, 4:05 p.m., they play the New York Jets.
Yep. That's at Hard Rock Stadium. Crowder and Chris Whittingham have the pregame on Sunday starting at noon. And then you got kickoff at 4 o'clock. And hopefully, I like what Mike Cugno from CBS4 had to say. Like, yeah, they're going to beat him by 2 touchdowns. They need to beat him by 2 touchdowns. This is what I really love that he said. He said, they've got to get past being the team that you don't know what you're going to get week to week.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? So that's the sign of a team that's really getting better is when they play a much lesser opponent, which the Jets are, you know that they're going to beat up on them. Now, obviously, there's always aberrations. You always have a team that's losing that shouldn't be losing or whatnot. But for the most part, you can't go into every week wondering, what kind of Dolphins team are you getting this week? And that's the sign of a team that really has turned the corner. And so if you see them beat up on the Jets, and then after what they did to the 49ers last Sunday, I think Cuno's onto something where you go, yeah, okay, they've turned the corner. You kind of know what they are at this point.
100% agree, and I would love to take Adam Gase's job and soul on Sunday in Miami. Not going to lie. I'm going to be petty.
Both are on the line, I would say, yes, for the game.
I'm going to be petty this week. Yes, yeah. Take his soul and his job.
What? Breaking news on a Friday at 5:09? What do we have, Solana?
So this is from SportsCenter. A subsequent test of Nick Saban.
Subsequent.
A subsequent.
Subsequent? Are you joking? A subsequent test?
I had gum surgery today.
Did you have brain surgery?
Gum surgery doesn't stop you from not reading.
I had gum surgery.
Subsequent. A subsequent text.
A subsequent test of Nick Saban on Thursday showed that he is negative for COVID-19, according to a statement from Alabama's head athletic trainer.
Okay, so Nick Saban will probably be on the sideline tomorrow for the Alabama-Georgia game.
Yeah, that's what it is. He has to have two negatives, so if he had a negative yesterday and has
right,
a negative
Right, so if
today,
it was a false positive, yeah.
Yeah.
And so subsequently you learn that he never had it in the first place.
Let me be honest. I thought it was a word I didn't know because I didn't know you could mess that word up that bad. I was like, oh, okay.
So what did you do there, Solana? You just started reading a word. You weren't certain what the word is, but it looked like subsequent to you?
Yeah, never read that word. But I will say it's hard to pronounce a word you've never pronounced before when your mouth is ailing as bad as mine is. And
I got you, but you've never said subsequent?
Never said subsequent. And look, like, keep pounding on, but I had gum surgery today, and I'm in here. I'm a trooper. I'm in pain.
Yeah, but that has nothing to do with calling subsequent.
I'm in pain, and I would have pronounced that correctly had I not had gum surgery today.
Solana, you pronounced it correctly after Hawk told you how to.
Right, you can pronounce it correctly. Hey, listen, if we were in Montreal and not New Jersey, you'd be able to pronounce it correctly. But since we're in what? Huh? Now, if we were in Germany, all right.
Germany.
So, bottom line, Nick Saban, it sounds like, will be on the sideline. He will not miss the game due to COVID.
Dude had COVID for 8 hours. COVID is scared of this demon.
Yeah, yeah. Even COVID didn't want to be around. Like, let's get out of here.
COVID got into that dungeon of spider webs in his mind and heart and was, ugh, this nasty. Like,
let's go find ourselves somewhere nice. We need a nice host. Is Bill Cowher around? I don't know. All right. Go ahead, subsequent.
Finally, guys, there's a brand called Hormel Foods.
Brand new.
Have you heard of them?
Brand new, yeah. Hey, heard of Hormel?
Last year.
Yeah.
Came out last year. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, they've created a face mask that smells like bacon. They say it's, quote, revolutionary face mask featuring the latest in pork-scented technology.
Hmm. But when do you wear that?
Oh, it's a face mask, so you just wear it. You know, when you'd wear your face mask, whenever.
Right. No, that is my question. When do you wear your face masks?
I wear it always.
Like when you're robbing a 7-Eleven? Like when?
Like a surgical mask?
Like a protective mask? Oh,
yeah.
I gotcha.
Like Hawk, tonight at my game, I'm gonna wear my little sock sleeve.
Gotcha.
And about the third quarter, all I'm gonna smell is my own spit.
Right.
So if I can smell some bacon in the fourth quarter, I think
yeah,
that'll make me a better coach. Yeah,
that makes
I kinda
sense.
Like this, man. I like that it, Hormel. Sense. Hormel, like they came out the gate strong.
They came out the gate. Anything else, Solana?
No. Those are your headlines, sponsored by Modelo Especial, the perfect beer for your home tailgate. Modelo Especial, a beer brewed with the fighting spirit.
All right. We're going to talk with John Michaels in the next segment. We're going to talk some Miami Hurricanes football with him. He is as passionate as they come. He hosts mornings at 680 The Fan in Atlanta, but he lives and breathes Miami Hurricanes football. So talk with him in the next segment. In the subsequent segment, we'll...
A lot of that's going to be a long time.
That, I'm telling you, Jack, that's up there with February in my book.
Subsequent.
Please mark that one down. I know you like your mistakes just to disappear into the ether, but please don't do us the disservice of never being able to hear that delightful word again. Subsequent. I like it because it was, you know, breaking news. He gets into his newsman, delivery. Like he's like, wow, here we go. Like, I get to shine at this moment. And, well, we have news coming in from SportsCenter. Nick Saban has taken another COVID test and the subsequent test. And it's just like, all right, well, this guy's a boob.
Dan Rather, number two, baby Dan. Get him, Solana.
Solana. And then he blames it on gum surgery. Makes no sense. All right, let me talk about mobilegourmetfoods.com before we talk some Canes football. They deliver gourmet food right to the front door, and I am a recipient of it. My wife and I, we got a delivery last week. In fact, part of the delivery was that Wagyu steak, which she made on Wednesday. So good. If you've never had real Wagyu beefs, it's up on their site right now, mobilegourmetfoods.com. They have Japanese A5 Wagyu. It's in from Japan. They present it in an elegant black gift box. It comes with a certificate of authenticity. You can get that. You can get lobster ravioli. You can get Alaskan king crab, lobster tail, sushi-grade tuna, wild-caught mahi, grouper. The Ditka-cooked baby back ribs are so damn good. And they've got stone crab in right now because it's stone crab season as of yesterday. So think about that, getting the stone crab delivered right to your house. No lines, no waiting. They've got Florida Keys key lime pie on the website to go with it. So good. Mobilegourmetfoods.com. Right now, they're running a special. All USDA Prime products and collections are 15% off through Sunday. USDA Prime filet, New York strips, ribeyes, dry age 32-ounce tomahawk ribeyes, all 15% off through Sundays. They've got some delicious ravioli pastas like Wagyu beef and black truffle ravioli. The website, you see it, your mouth will start to water. In fact, I always recommend the Hockman tailgate special. Everyone seems to love this. You get 40 to 50 cooked jumbo buffalo wings. You get pasture perfect all-natural Wagyu beef franks, Jimmy Buffett Angus Margaritaville burgers, North Atlantic lobster tails, 2 pounds of jumbo cooked cocktail shrimp, and 2 pounds of Ditka's cooked baby back ribs. That's the Hockman tailgate special. It is up on the website at mobilegourmetfoods.com. Now, when you shop there, use the code PRIME, P-R-I-M-E. Use the code PRIME for 10% off on everything on the site. Anything that's not already discounted, 10% off. You get that through Sunday. So when you're checking out, make sure you put in that code PRIME, get 10% off. I recommend the Hockman tailgate special. You'll see it there, mobilegourmetfoods.com. They've got quad pay, so you can order on the site, make 4 easy payments over time. No fees, no interest. So simple. Do yourself a favor. Go visit the website right now. Your mouth will start to water. mobilegourmetfoods.com. mobilegourmetfoods.com. South Florida's luxury food specialty shop. Talking Hurricanes football next on Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hock and Crowder Show.
Somebody texts in. They want to know how your mouth is doing, Solana. You had the gum procedure on Fridays. Today is Tuesday, so how are you feeling?
I'm back to 100%.
Hock and Crowder.
Little Houdini. Freaks come out at night. Always signifies the final segment of the week. And, of course, the 5 o'clock hour here on Hockman and Crowder is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Hopefully, Dolphins and Canes fans will be cracking open a lot of Funky Buddha this weekend. Hopefully, we got a win on tap for the Canes tomorrow at noon and the Dolphins Sunday at 4. A lot of bad weather out there, so be careful driving. Lots of rain in South Florida right now. So, coming up on the radio stations this evening on 560, you've got 560 The Joe Rewind at 6 o'clock and 790 Rewind on 790 The Ticket. Is that correct, Solana?
That is correct.
How did you make it through today's show? We were it was very apparent at 2 o'clock that you had had more surgery on your gums, or at least you said you had stitches or something put in today. We thought the whole gum ordeal was over months ago, but I guess the follow-up appointment today. So you were hurting. Are you wheezing to a finish here? Are you in pain?
Yeah, yeah. I couldn't be happier that this show's over. I got to be honest.
Are you in pain, or are you just uncomfortable?
It's discomfort, but because we've been, you know, laughing so much and whatever, I think it's not doing the wound any good for me to
be
talking.
Moment you get stitches in, you should probably allow it to relax for which, right. I guess you'll be able to do over the weekend, but like, you got stitches in and then immediately did 4 hours on the radio.
Right. It probably wasn't the smartest move by me.
All right. So I guess you're not going out to eat or anything this weekend now?
No, I can't bite into anything. So I have to eat, you know, anything, something that I can just shove to the back of my mouth.
All right, so a little macaroni and cheese tonight,
yeah,
or something?
Yeah, yeah, a little Velveeta.
Speaking of food, by the way, a little note here. I don't know if anybody saw this during the show. Tab. You ever had Tab Cola?
No, I've never had Tab.
You ever heard of Tab?
I have heard of Tab.
Is Dan Day still around? Dan, have you heard of Tab? Do you ever drink Tab?
Every mother in the 80s drank Tab.
Yes. Yes! This was the first diet soda. Tab, and they still have it. I see it at Publix every now and then. Coca-Cola announced today, because they're the makers of Tab, Coca-Cola announced today that Tab, the first ever diet soda, is headed for retirement.
Yes.
As it trims its beverage portfolio. Why? I think that's a terrible thing, Dan. That's like a part of our childhood dying.
But wasn't it full of like that NutraSweet that could cause cancer and everything?
Oh,
like that?
I would never drink that garbage. Okay. I mean, I'm all about Coke Zero, but I mean, it's a piece of our childhood.
That's true. For nostalgia, I will. Yeah. I'll miss it. That tacky 80s can that's like,
yes,
pink and has the tab the lines on it and everything. Oh yeah.
Remember, there's the scene in Back to the Future when Marty McFly goes to the diner and he says, "You know, do you have any diet soda or something like that?" And the guy doesn't really know what he's talking about because it doesn't exist yet. And he says, "I'll have a tab free," something like that. And the guy's like, "No, you're gonna have to pay for it," something like that. I don't know, but it's very very famous, only famous scene I think with Tab. But anyway, R.I.P. Tab. Tab will be discontinued by the Coca-Cola company. All right, if you missed any of today's program, it was a loaded potato for a Friday show. We covered it all. John Michaels there from 680 The Fan in Atlanta. Lee Sterling, sports handicapper, he was on with us today. Jamie Eisenberg, fantasy football guru from CBSSports.com. Mike Cugno, the host of Dolphins Weekly Live on CBS4, talked some Dolphins with us. We did an emergency version of Sat Your Ass Down. Solana was moved by Dion Waiters to call for an emergency edition of Sat Your Ass Down. And we, of course, revisited the Dolphins question of the day, which is our new benchmark feature. It's terrible, and we apologize. But you can hear anything that you may have missed using the Radio.com Rewind feature. If you don't have the Radio.com app, download it, Radio.com, and then use the Rewind feature. You can go back and listen to anything that you may have missed. And subscribe to our podcast, too. We'd appreciate it. It's free, and it would help us out. So Hockman and Crowder on Radio.com or Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. Make sure you subscribe. Thank you. All right, go Canes, go Dolphins, and go Crowders. What's the name of the school again, Solana? He left a segment early because he's got a game at 7 o'clock. What's the name of their school?
The True Prep
True
Academy.
Prep Academy. There it is. True Prep Academy Saints. Go True Prep Academy Saints. We want you to beat the St. Thomas Aquinas Raiders. That game is supposed to be at 7 o'clock, although With all the rain, keep your fingers crossed because it may get postponed or delayed or something like that. So that'll do it for us. Everybody have a great and safe weekend. Go Canes. Go Dolphins. We will speak with you el lunes. Can you yodel?
No, I'm Black Hawk.
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
You need to need.
That's all, folks.
You need to need. You need, need.
Oh, no!
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.